This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Today we welcome back Tim O'Brien.
I won't do it even though I could. I won't do it just because I should. I won't do it if it's my turn. I won't do it and I'll never learn. I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say, it's up to me. So just let me be. I know that you might be right. I don't care if I cause a fight. It might be the best thing to do. I won't do it cause you told me to. Yeah, I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say, it's up to me. Well, honey, let me be. Yeah, I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say, it's up to me. Well, honey, let me be. That you'd walk away. I never thought that I'd hear you say that I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say. Yeah, I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say. It's up to me. Oh, honey, let me be.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome back to the program by phone Mr. Tim O'Brien. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm doing great, John. How are you today?
Real good, real good. Great to talk with you. We've got a real nice connection, though we are talking by phone. Where are you calling from today?
I'm in Nashville, my home in Nashville, yeah.
Okay, great. So good to talk shop with you again. Definitely one of the most respected musicians in acoustic music, multi-instrumentalist, singer and songwriter and interpreter of all kinds of traditional and folk music, a multiple Grammy Award and International Bluegrass Music Award winner, as well as a member of the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame. Tim, I wanted to maybe start today with talking about the new release from Hot Rise, When I'm Free. Let's maybe talk about this project and how it came together and maybe just kind of go into the making of this.
Well, you know, about 6 years ago, John, my companion or my partner in Hot Rise, Pete Wernick, and I were having lunch, and he said, you know, we really ought to do more than we've been doing this last, it was at that point we'd been disbanded since 1990, so 19 years or something. He said, you know, we've got a good sound and no one else can make it but us. And I agreed with him, and it led eventually to making this new record. We needed to have new material. We had to jumpstart our reputation again. We sort of, you know, when we disbanded in 1990, we had there was no websites. There were, you know, there was not such a thing. And the bluegrass, you know, the community has grown and expanded, and we're well regarded. But it was a process of getting us back on the road so that we could play music, so we could have fun playing music together. Mm-hmm. It helped to have new material. It helped to get together and go through the process of writing new songs as well as recording them to bring the band back, you know, and reweave it. It was kind of, we were just kind of going through the motions on stage a little bit, and we needed some new juice. And I'm happy to report that it's, after a lot of work, it's come true. We have this record out. We've been touring a lot, and then people are listening to it on the radio, and everything seems to be working as we had hoped.
And a couple things, Tim, before we go any further, I'm sure many of our listeners are very familiar with Hot Rise, but let's just go over just a little bit of how the group came together in the first place.
Well, once again, it's Pete Wernick. He's like he's the instigator on a lot of stuff. He called me up in 1977, and we had been done a little recording together for each of our own solo projects. And he said, you know, let's get a group together and travel next year. And I think it could be called Hot Rise, because that's associated with Flattened Scruggs, and that would be a good name, short name for people to remember. And I said, sounds good, Pete. Did you ever try to play the dobro? And he said, no. I said, well, maybe we could do some country music as well as hardcore bluegrass every once in a while in the set. And so that led him to instead get a lap steel, and that eventually became Red Knuckles, the Trailblazers. You know, just little ideas and little steps forward, and you never know where you'll end up.
Tim, you were talking about material for this recording. Let's talk about that a little bit, because if I'm not mistaken, among a lot of the stuff that you're doing there on that recording, you're also doing tunes from Los Lobos and Mark Knopfler as well?
Yeah, we've always looked widely for material. You know, we look from within the band as far as writing songs, but also look in the old catalog, in the old folk music bag, and, you know, pre-bluegrass stuff. Mm. And as well as, you know, the same way the bluegrassers did coming up, they took the songs they learned from their parents, and they also took songs from other genres. We looked around, and we've always, I'm not sure if we've done songs from the pop music vernacular so much before, but we always looked around. And these two songs, we had one from Mark Knopfler and one from Los Lobos. Nick brought the Los Lobos one. He works with them some regularity on E-Town, his radio show, and because he's the host of that show, and they've been guests many times. And the Mark Knopfler track was something that I was involved in recording with Mark, but he ended up not using it. He made a double record a couple of years ago, Privateering. It was an amazing record. It was a double record, but even at that, he still had a lot of extra tracks that he didn't use. And he told me, he said, you know, this sounds like a bluegrass. This is a good song for a bluegrass band. He said, maybe you know somebody that can do that. And I worked it up, and I said, would it be okay if I sang it? He said, yeah, that'd be great. Maybe that's what he was thinking. I don't know. Huh. He's a very gracious man, and maybe he didn't want to just, you know, assume that I liked the song enough, but I do love the song.
Got these hands of leather in the lumber mills and mines, all along those skid rows back up in the pines. It's hard to make a dollar, whatever it is you do. And I've been around in all these towns, and I never met a one like you. Pretty lady, won't you stay and talk a while? Lady, please stay and talk a while. The night is falling and I'm falling for your smile. I never met a one like you. Swing you an eye down hammer under the burning sun, and all the specs I ever drew, it never was an easy one. Working with John Henry, you'll see what men can do. I've been around in all these towns, and I never met a one like you. Pretty lady, won't you stay and talk a while? Lady, please stay and talk a while. The night is falling and I'm falling for your smile. And I never met a one like you. Lonely too. I've been around in all these towns and I never met.
won't you stay and talk a while, lady? Please stay and talk a while. The night is falling and I'm falling for your smile. I've never met a one like you. The night is falling and I'm falling for your smile. I've never met a one like you.
Tim, I wanted to ask you about your roots and going back to Wheeling, West Virginia. And I have to confess, I've spent a lot of time in West Virginia, actually, and I was trying to get out the map again. Remember, wait a minute, I think I may have been through it, but I've not spent a lot of time there in Wheeling. Can you just talk a little bit about that as you're, you know, talking about your roots, both musically and just as a, you know, as a man, you know, how that influenced you growing up there in Wheeling, just kind of in general, all the way around?
Well, you know, West Virginia is it's a place that's neither north nor south. It's neither east nor west. It's not really in the Midwest. It's really not in the east. And yet it's a country music stronghold, more in the southern part of the state. But in the northern panhandle, that where I'm from, that's the steel business, the iron business before it. And the coal business, of course, feeds all that. And my great-grandfather came from Ireland and moved right there. There was, you know, they were building the B&O Railroad to Wheeling, and there was work for new immigrants, and he went right there. And, you know, my grandfather and father stayed there and dug in, and they were part of the fabric of the community. They were, you know, active. But Wheeling's, you know, it's a small city. Now it's a dead mill town. At the time I was growing up, it was still vibrant with a lot of steel being made there. So there was a lot of culture there. There was the nice symphony, summer concert series in the park. My parents, you know, gave me music lessons and kind of tried to introduced me to various disciplines to see what would take, and the music was the one that did take. And I don't know, West Virginia is near and dear to my heart. You kind of have to leave there to make a career in music, but it's proved to be a great background, you know, a great solid foundation.
You were on my mind this morning, you were on my mind today. We had our good times together, we sure had our special way. Guess those happy days are gone now, just like water through my hair. Wonder if I'll ever see you, ever kiss your lips again. Song like this, you'll know I'm not over you, and I am longing for your kiss. Wish that I could linger longer, sit down in some evening shade. But you know I have to ramble, guess that's just the way I'm made. You were on my mind this morning, you were on my mind today. We had our good times together, we sure had our special way. Things were going good and I was flush and I was fancy fine. Threw it all away on women, whiskey, cards, dice and wine. I will roll and I will tumble, I will rise and fall again. Riding on this roller coaster doesn't ever seem to end. This town today. I thought you'd have me back, I would soon be on my way. Flame would get up, start to walk in, and the blind would somehow see. If ever I forgot about you, all the things you meant to me. You were on my mind this morning, you were on my mind today. We had our good times together, we sure had our special way.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and we are speaking today with Tim O'Brien, speaking by phone from Nashville, Tennessee. Tim, you mentioned your family coming from Ireland originally, and I want to indulge a little host's prerogative here and go back to one of your projects, one of your many projects that you've done over the years, and one of my favorites, which was The Crossing. And in particular, I've always wanted to ask you about the very first tune on that album, Ireland's Green Shore. I would put this up with virtually anything you can find in terms of the quality of the recording, the quality of the playing. It's just a tremendous, tremendous piece. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of the tune itself and how this session came together? Because, boy, the combination of players on this is just remarkable.
It was a great opportunity for me to study the music that I'd been playing all those years in a new context, because I was kind of trying to connect the dots between the Irish music that I was interested in and had been for many years, and also the old time and bluegrass music and country music that I had, you know, really been playing and then making my living at for my adult life. You know, I'm looking for old songs that are common to both sides of the Atlantic, and this one song, Ireland's Green Shore, it came from a singer named Maggie Hammonds and the Hammonds family from down in the southern part of the state. And they're the real mountaineers who kept those old songs alive while everybody was off, you know, working in the mills and stuff. Or, you know, things were changing in Ireland, but they didn't change so much in the mountains of West Virginia or Kentucky or, you know, North Carolina, where people were kind of kept the old ways kind of safe. And so I thought that was a perfect song, Ireland's Green Shore. It discusses, you know, how you had to leave Ireland. It talks about, you know, the loss of my country. The song symbolizes, you know, the woman that appears in a dream symbolizes Ireland, and then all of a sudden she's gone, you know. That kind of, in a nutshell, puts the whole sort of diaspora together. And it puts me right in the middle of it, you know, as a West Virginian and as a bluegrass musician. I play music from West Virginia, but I also play music from Ireland. And I thought, oh, well, this all works together. This is all true. And then you get your friends like Stuart Duncan and Kenny Malone and Edgar Meyer, and you just let the thing happen. And that's one of the great joys, is putting things together like that that mean something to me. And if they mean something to somebody else, then everybody wins, and I get to do this for my job and enjoy it, and hopefully there's enough people that enjoy it that make that possible, and it seems to be working.
Mm. Yeah, not to mention the folks who were singing the tune with you as well.
Oh, yeah, well, Del McCurry sings. That's right. Yeah, Del McCurry sings
too bad.
The tenor. Yeah, you know, and all of a sudden, when he sings, it really sounds bluegrass, you know, and it's like the melody's a little bit like Little Maggie, and when he sang to it, it was like, oh yeah, all of a sudden it's a Bill Monroe song. You know, making art, you know, you're just kind of, there's a lot of chance involved and a lot of luck. You try a lot of things, some things will never work. I've got a kitchen remodel going on right now, and I know the guy has got a plan, we've talked about it, but there's a lot of things that are left up to chance, and some things can really turn out well if you're lucky, and that's what happened there.
One evening for pleasure I rambled on the banks of some cold purling stream. I sat down on a bed of primroses and I gently fell into a dream. I dreamt that I saw a fair female, her equal saw before, and I sighed for the loss of our country as we stray there on Ireland's green shore. Her cheeks were like two blooming roses, and her teeth were like ivory so white. Her eyes shone like two sparkling diamonds, like stars on some cold frosty night. She was dressed in the richest attire, and green was the mantle that she wore, all bound down with the hemlocks and the roses. Stay there on Ireland's green shore. Transgression of joy I awoken, and I found this was on that pretty fair female had fled me, and I longed to be slumbering again. May the heavens above be her guardian, for I know I'll never see her anymore. May the golden sunbeam shine upon her, she lies sleeping on Ireland's green shore.
Tim, we wanted to talk about Short Order Sessions, this download label that you've got going on. Let's talk about that a little bit.
I had a track that, a song that I'd written, topical song, about a chemical spill in the water supply in Charleston, West Virginia. It was supposed to go on a project that was going to be a benefit for a water bank in West Virginia. The recording project never happened. So I thought, well, geez, I need to put this thing out before it's dead, you know, before the issue's dead. And so I chose the anniversary of the spill to put it out, and it's a benefit for an environmental organization up there in West Virginia. But it also had been in the back of my mind for a couple of years to try to do something new, some new model. You know, the music business, the way stuff is marketed is changing really quickly. So I started the Short Order Sessions, and now I've got two tracks a month coming out essentially every 2 weeks. It's the first and third Tuesdays of every month. Anyway, you get to do these things on a quick basis, on a quick way, and you can, you know, it's like the mail. It keeps coming. I made the deal with myself, I'm going to put out two tracks a month. And so I got to keep recording, got to keep coming up with new tracks and ideas. And it might be something new that I've written, or something old that's never been recorded, or an outtake from a thing. it's been really fun to do this. It's starting to take hold. I've only promoted it on social media. I'm trying to survive in the new environment, you know, and I'm trying to reach the younger crowd as well. The traditional bass music it doesn't go out of style, but it does help to grab onto the young listeners as they come up.
Tim, speaking of trying to reach younger listeners, one of the things that I remember from our interview now well over a decade ago, it was probably 15 years ago or so, was that one of your tracks, and I can't remember if it was one of the ones from Red on Blonde or maybe in one of your, just one of your solo recordings, they got turned into like a dance remix or something in South America.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's right. That was really amazing. A Brazilian record retailer or distributor decided to, he had been making sound-alike records,
like Garth Brooks
hits.
Yeah,
they made sound-alike records, and they had, you know, instead of Garth Brooks singing the dance, it was Guy Brook singing the dance. And they were releasing these things in Brazil, and then they were doing dance versions. Yeah, they did dance versions, like remixes with, you know, heavy drum beats and all that stuff. And they made this country dance compilation thing. Remix. It was bizarre. It was me singing. It was me playing in my, you know, the band. It was my track, except they had taken it and souped it all up. And they sold 250,000 copies in Brazil. And it helped pay some bills for a month or two. And then it was over. But, you know, you never know what, you put this stuff out into a vacuum in a way. And you don't know what's going to happen. And it surprises you what comes back. I mean, people write to me all the time about the music, and they thank me for this. And I just did it, you know, generally I just do it once, and then I go on and try a new thing. And it's surprising what might take hold.
TimO'Brien.net is the name of Tim's website, and HotRise.com, that's HOTRIZE.com. And I'm assuming that there are links to some of the other projects from the Tim O'Brien website.
Yes, there are links to those, and you know, there's Facebook pages. You can the person with a computer and a mouse and a keyboard should be able to find it all.
Tim, it's been a real treat getting a chance to visit with you, even if it's just by phone, just to get a chance to talk shop. Definitely one of the most respected musicians in all of music, in acoustic music specifically, but in all of music, and very much admire your work and have for many years, and a real treat to get you back on Musician Spotlight. Thank you so much for making time to visit with us.
Well, it's great to be with you, and I appreciate everyone that's listening, because they're listening for music, and we need music, and that desire will keep it going. So thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars, climb on every rung. May you stay forever young. Grow up to be righteous, may you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong. May you stay forever young. Forever young. Forever young.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Tim O'Brien. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org, and as well through Facebook. Our program is now available as a downloadable podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.